Morning Watch, Day 4, The Christian Life, Week 4. Being faithful in service in the Lord's commission and in his gifts for his second and imminent coming. Related verses. Matthew 25, verse 14 and 15. For the kingdom of the heavens is just like a man about to go abroad, who called his own slaves and delivered to them his possessions. To one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability, and he went abroad. Romans 12:6, and having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 24, 26, 29 through 32. Verse 24. But if we all prophesy and some unbeliever or unlearned person enters, he is convicted by all. He is examined by all. Verse 26. What then, brothers? Whenever you come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. Verses 29 through 32. And as to prophets, 2 or 3 should speak, and the others discern. But if something is revealed to another sitting by, the first should be silent. For you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged. And the spirits of prophets are subject to prophets. Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your heart, having been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Suggested reading. In Matthew 25:14 through 30, his possessions signifies the church, with all the believers who are his household. Talents in this parable signifies spiritual gifts. The New Testament speaks of the church of God, the church of Christ, and the church of the saints. The church is the possession of all the saints, the believers. You cannot say you are not gifted. For this reason, I have always encouraged you to function. This is not my teaching. This is the Bible's teaching. Do not just be stuck to your chair. You have to jump up to say something. For you to speak is to minister food to the Lord's household at the proper time. All the sinners also belong to the Lord. They are all the Lord's possessions. The Lord has surely delivered to us the church with all the believers and all the sinners that we may take care of them for his sake. Matthew 25:14 says that a man delivered his possessions to his slaves. The slaves signify believers in the aspect of service. I believe that the possessions delivered to the slaves include the gospel, the truth, the believers, and the church. If you do not care for these things, you will not have any talents. We should not wait in an indifferent way for the Lord to give us something. No, we must diligently seek the gospel and the truth. We should be eager to know the fall of man, redemption, regeneration, salvation, the cleansing of the blood, and the washing of the Spirit. All of these are aspects of the full gospel. We need to also know and experience the truth concerning the church, God's eternal purpose, and God's economy. Eventually, these truths will become our talent. Then we shall be able to minister them to others. In this way, the Lord's possessions become our talent. Furthermore, we need to pray, Lord, I want to take care of the saints and bear their burdens. My heart is for them. If we have our heart for the saints and our burden for them, they, the Lord's possession, will be given to us as a talent. Do not drop any burden that the Lord has given you. The Lord has a vast work in his recovery. For this work, he needs thousands of young brothers and sisters to be raised up to bear the responsibility. The talent is not something of your natural birth. Rather, it is altogether related to your burden. If you take up a burden, you will receive a talent. Although the talents are not our ability, but the Lord's possession, they are delivered to us according to our ability. Our ability is constituted by God's creation in our learning. The capacity of our ability is based upon the willingness of our heart. If we do not have any willingness in our heart, then we shall not have the capacity to receive the talent. Moses learned to serve God according to his leading and to trust in him. Although he was very capable, he did not use his natural ability. His natural ability was dealt with, so it became an ability in resurrection. If our ability is not dealt with, it is separate from God's move. But after being dealt with by the cross, our ability becomes one with God's move. Actually, God was wrought into Moses' ability. His ability eventually was full of God.